Amen. It is always good to be here with you, and my thoughts are with you, Greg. Continue to heal and mend, and I pray that all will be well. You'll be feeling great soon. Bless you for what you must have been going through. And this congregation, thank you for inviting me. I'll always help out anytime I can because I love you guys. I really do. I know that today you had planned a special service. It's going to be a contemporary service. It's going to be all celebrating the Women's Day. Is that what it is? And International Day of Women. And the wonderful monologue, thank you, that you gave us was going to tie in with the sermon. And I just, I've got a sermon about a woman, but it's a little different. So maybe, Greg, when you're better, you come back and do that one. Yeah, with the song, because the song was going to be pretty special. All right. All right. Please pray with me. Lord, we're here because we are thirsty. We are so thirsty for you. So grant to us this morning a massive dose of that living water. Teach us your truth, fill us with your spirit, and meet us here at the well. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. The scripture reading that is actually the lectionary reading for today is what I'm preaching on. It comes from the Gospel of John, the 4th chapter. Listen for God's word to us all this morning. Jesus left Judea and returned to Galilee. He had to go through Samaria on the way. Eventually, he came to the Samaritan village of Sychar. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired from the long walk, sat wearily beside the well about noontime. Soon a Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Please, give me a drink." He was alone at the time because his disciples had gone into the village to buy some food. The woman was surprised, for Jews refused to have anything to do with Samaritans. She said to Jesus, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink?" Jesus replied, "If only you knew the gift God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me, and I would give you living water." "But sir, you don't have a rope or a bucket," she said, "and this well is very deep. Where would you get this living water?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again. But those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling stream within them, giving them eternal life." "Please, sir," the woman said, "give me this water. Then I'll never be thirsty again, and I won't have to come here to get water." "Go and get your husband," Jesus told her. "I don't have a husband," the woman replied. Jesus said, "You're right. You don't have a husband. For you've had 5 husbands, and you aren't even married to the man you're living with now. You certainly spoke the truth." "Sir," the woman said, "you must be a prophet. So tell me, why is it that you Jews insist Jerusalem is the only place of worship, while we Samaritans claim it is here at Mount Gerizim, where our ancestors worshiped?" Jesus replied, "Believe me, dear woman, the time is coming when it will no longer matter whether you worship the Father on this mountain or in Jerusalem. The time is coming, indeed it is here now, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who worship him in that way, for God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." This is the word of the Lord. Truth. Truth. It's a concept that has intrigued and fascinated us ever since the human mind began to wonder. Greek philosophy was particularly interested in exploring truth, and John's gospel, written as it is in the midst of Greek culture, holds up truth as the key to understanding who Jesus is from the opening verses of that very first chapter of John, clear to the end of the gospel. It starts like this: in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. You will know the truth, Jesus said, and the truth will set you free. I tell you the truth, says Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. Sanctify them in the truth, Father, your word is truth. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. And come Good Friday, Pontius Pilate will ask this question for us all: what is truth? Well, Jesus never actually defines the term. So I went to my dictionary, which told me truth, honesty. So Jesus meets this woman at the well at high noon in the burning heat of day when no one else would be there, for she was a pariah, a woman living in adultery, having had at least 5 husbands before. Truth. She is ashamed of the truth. She has learned to hide from it, to flee from it, to shove it down and keep it hidden from the world, to wrap her cloak around it, keep it hidden from herself. Truth? Jesus told her everything she ever did. Yes, Jesus knows. Jesus sees inside the human heart. How many of us could stand to expose our souls in the white hot light of the desert noon before the one who sees us exactly as we are and does not condemn us? Truth. Jesus never actually defines the term, so I went to my dictionary, which told me truth, accuracy. A strange commodity these days, caught somewhere between the severe literalism of our analytical, scientific, technologically precise world and those who deny that, and the convenient, pragmatic, prevaricating, politicized marketplace where everything from silk sheets to citizenship is up for sale. Truth. Jesus meets this woman at the well at high noon in the burning heat of the day and asks her for a drink. And given the circumstances, a man alone with a woman, a Jewish man, drinking from the cup of that half-breed, unclean Samaritan, are you crazy? You ask a drink of me? If only you knew, Jesus says. If only you knew the gift of God and who it is asking, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. Water bubbling up, overflowing, raining down, refreshing, life-giving, baptismal water, and you will never be thirsty again. Truth, how many of us are that kind of thirsty? How many of us recognize Jesus when he stands before us and offers us living water? Truth. Jesus never actually defines the term, so I went to my dictionary, which told me truth in accordance with fact. Well, we're pretty sure we know the truth these days. We have it all figured out and boxed up and nailed down, and we like it that way. We want it all lined out for us, defined, delineated, crystal clear. And the more uncertain and anxious life is, the more we crave our answers. Tell me my truth. Just like the woman at the well who asked Jesus, where can I get this water so I will never have to come back to this well again? And how does Jesus answer her? He doesn't. He tells her to go find your husband and come back, which unravels a whole string of dialogue which does not answer her questions. Pretty frustrating for the definition writers and the rule makers and the line drawers and the box tapers. Truth. Jesus never actually defined the term. So I went to my dictionary, which told me truth, fidelity to a standard. So Jesus meets this woman at the well who's good at dialogue, who parries and thrusts and queries and questions, and she deflects the discomfort of his gaze by taking on the worship wars. What a segue. What is right worship? Where is right worship? Here in Jerusalem or in Jerusalem? In this church or that church? Facing east or facing west? With hymns or praise songs? Organ or guitar? Pews or chairs? And Jesus says, no, 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 no. Here, there, everywhere, anywhere. Worship God in spirit. In spirit, which means to inspire, to inhale the breath of the living God who gives you life. Worship God in truth, which means to bring all your hidden hopes and fears and questions and doubts to the one who knows you inside and out and loves you as you are. Come, just come. Just bring your thirsty selves to worship God in spirit and in truth. Truth. It's a concept that has intrigued and engaged us since the beginning of time. Way back in the 8th century BC, ancient Greeks would climb Mount Parnassus to ask the truth from the oracle at Delphi. As a pilgrim to Delphi, you had to prepare yourself physically and spiritually, and the vital part of the pilgrimage would be to frame the right question to ask of the oracle. You had to come with a question, but also with an open spirit to receive the oracle's wisdom. Now, the interesting thing about this whole process is that the oracle's response was most frequently obscure. It came in cryptic form, usually as a riddle. It was up to you to engage the riddle, to wrestle with the wonder, to enter into the mystery. You had to do this, or you could not find the answer. You would never know the truth. Jesus is the ultimate oracle. I tell you the truth, he said. I am the truth, he said. But he never defined it. Instead, he answered questions with questions. He drew pictures in the sand. He made the blind to see and the deaf to hear. He told stories. He spoke in parables. Matthew says he didn't say anything that was not a parable, lifting up poetic, multifaceted gems of beauty and wonder that shimmer and show a different side, a different facet every time you turn them. Truth. Once upon a time, a sower went out to sow. Once upon a time, a woman knocked down the judge's door. Once upon a time, a son took his inheritance from his father and ran away from home. Once upon a time, a man sold everything he had to buy a field. Once upon a time, a woman came to a well. Did these things happen? I don't know whether they happened or not, but I know that they are true. They are true because they are your story and they are my story. They are true because they are alive in the same way that Jesus is alive. So alive that when Pilate asks him, "What is truth?" he does not answer. Not in words, but with his face, with his heart, with his being, with his body, with his life. If only you knew the gift of God. Jesus is the truth. This Lenten season, I pray that you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Amen.